Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. So when it's time to buy or sell, you want to make sure your search is in capable hands. That's why we turn to Angie Cole and the team at A. Cole Realty. You've seen Angie featured on HGTV's House Hunters. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top realtors in the country. And Just Ask Us, the numbers back her up. So listen up as we cover all the ins and outs of buying and selling a home here in the Triangle. It's time for The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
This is The Savvy Realtor. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty right here in the Triangle, serving you not only in Raleigh, but all the surrounding communities as well. You can find Angie online by going to acolerealty.com. Cole is spelled C-O-L-E, so that's acolerealty.com. And you can listen to past podcasts there. You can look at homes that are for sale, find out more information about the team and other great resources all on the website. And at any point in time today, you can call or text Angie at 919-538-6477. Angie, thanks for being here this week. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you ready for May? Right around the corner now.
I feel like April was just started, yesterday, and it's almost over. So, yeah, it's crazy.
It all happened pretty fast.
It does fly.
We truly got to live out this past week, the April showers.
Oh, my goodness.
Part of that saying. So maybe May will truly bring flowers.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah, we definitely, I live around the Crabtree area, and that was just crazy. Very, flooded, and, roads were closed down. So luckily that has come and gone.
Yep. So now we're off to bigger and hopefully better things as we move forward. And I know that the rain probably didn't put a huge damper on the real estate world. What's been going on in the real estate landscape lately?
Yeah, we, of course, we're still in a very busy market here in the Triangle. I want to actually give some advice. So there's a lot of buyers out there. I know just speaking with my buying agents, when they're representing their clients, they're putting in offers. They're not winning the offers, even though they're going well above list price and putting very solid offers out there. But one great feedback I got was writing a letter to the seller. So have your buyers, or if you are a buyer in the market, write an actual letter to the seller and tell what you loved about the home. Tell about yourself, tell about your family, how we'll utilize the space in the home, and put a picture on that, one-page letter. But I've heard and found just from representing my sellers that, one offer can really stick out in relationship to another offer just because of the letter that was presented.
Wow.
Because when it comes to selling a home, it's very emotional.
Sure.
A lot of times, it's bittersweet, and just knowing the person or the family that's moving into your home, you can get that extra warm and fuzzy. So that could actually help you to win an offer. So with this very busy market that we're in, maybe write a letter if you're going to place an offer.
That's interesting, because we often talk about how we should really kind of remove the emotion from the process and treat it more as kind of a business transaction. But is it the competition that is driving the fact that we've kind of debunked some of those rules and go to the more emotional side?
Yeah. And when we talk about removing the emotion, it's, hey, on the seller side, remove the emotion out of it. Treat it more of like a business transaction. Mm-hmm. But if we're the buyer or representing the buyer, we're trying to get the sellers to feel a little bit more emotional and fall in love with us and our offer, to try to win it out. Because with multiple offers, you're looking at probably comparing price point, closing date and other factors. But if you kind of pull on that, pull on the heartstring just a little bit of the sellers, it might help to place your offer just a little bit above or make it stand out, whenever you're competing.
Fascinating. So, two offers all being equal, the letter may put you above
100%. 100%.
If your offer's 10,000 less, the letter might not help you
Might not. But it doesn't hurt. I mean, it takes just a couple of minutes to drop,
cool,
a nice little letter to have presented with your offer to the seller.
Yep, absolutely. That's pretty neat. Well, that's a little bit of what's going on. Good advice to kick off the show this week. And if you're looking to buy or sell a home here in the Triangle and need some help or guidance to make it through that process, Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty are here to help. 919-538-6477 is the number to call or text. Again, that's 919-538-6477. We love taking your questions here on the show, and we'll kick it off with a few good ones on this week's show. The first one comes to us from Maxine in Raleigh. Maxine says, I thought I'd start my search online. I put in some of the items on my wish list, and I guess I didn't narrow it down enough. I'm overwhelmed with choices. Am I not being picky enough? And Maxine goes on to say, what else can I do to narrow down the search? I don't want to eliminate good homes by just arbitrarily setting minimums for bathrooms and bedrooms and that kind of thing. This is the opposite of the usual problem.
I know. I feel like definitely in our market right now that, you know, it's more of a situation of not finding enough that, you know,
people are too picky.
A buyer, yeah, will fall in love with. So, Maxine, my suggestion would be is first focus on location. Location, right? So really focus on the location you want to be in. And then from there, you know, make sure that you can narrow it down by your price range. So, you know, if you know that you're qualified for a $200,000 home, maybe look at homes 150 to 200. So really stick within the price range, you know, that you're qualified for and where you feel comfortable. Also, you can narrow it down by style. You know, are you specifically looking for maybe a single family home because a backyard's important to you? Mm-hmm. Or are you specifically looking for a townhome because you like the maintenance-free environment? So that can really narrow you down. Other things I say to focus on is, you know, location of the master bedroom important to you? Whether it's on the first floor or the second floor, because that can really weed out a lot of homes. Also, the size of the yard. So, you know, really focus on what's most important to you and what are must-haves and what are wants. So write down those must-haves. You know, a garage, that's one that really will eliminate a lot of homes. Must you have a garage? And must it be a one-car minimum or a two-car minimum?
Right.
So focus on those items. And then I think from there, that will narrow down your search a little bit more. And then you can start looking at the pretty of the home.
Right.
You know, as far as cosmetic on the inside and the type of upgrades and, you know, color choices and whatnot.
And if, Maxine, you're not picky, I suppose another piece of advice could be don't buy a house with your needs in mind. Now, you may push back against this, Angie, but if you truly are just not that picky, think about what the person who's going to buy the house from you in a couple of years, what they're going to want in a house. And so, yeah, instead of the two-bedroom, maybe you get the three-bedroom because it's better for resale and that kind of thing.
That's 100% true. So, for example, with a single-family home, there are some single-family homes out there that are two-bedroom. But for most single-family homes, three-bedroom minimum, you know, is definitely important when it comes to resale. So, yes, if it's not, you know, you're not a picky person, you're kind of just easygoing, happy with whatever, really focus on resale. You know, will this area, do we expect for it to appreciate? You know, is there a major highway in my backyard to, you know, when it comes to reselling another buyer, this might be, you know, something of importance to them that they would not buy this home where you don't care. So, yeah, always be thinking about the future. No matter what, always be thinking about the future because you probably will not stay in your home forever.
Great advice. And if you want to get in touch with Angie Cole and get similar advice into your financial situation, just pick up the phone and call 919-538-6477. You can also text Angie at that number, 919-538-6477. 919-538-6477. Stephen in Holly Springs has our next question on the Savvy Realtor for Angie. Stephen says, our family's moving. Oh, speaking of location, 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 Angie. Stephen's question is, our family's moving to the area soon. We want to buy in an area that has a good school system for our three boys, but also want room to move around. We're very active outdoors and want enough space to play football, basketball, other activities. We'd like something on at least an acre. Any suggestions on where we should focus?
So, Stephen, I would, first of all, you probably need to go a little bit more to the outskirts, meaning, you know, maybe go outside of the city limits, but not necessarily. I see a lot of people that are looking for a little bit more land or going to, like, Wake Forest, going to Rollsville, maybe down to Clayton and Fuquay. So, but trying to find, you know, an acre of land in, like, Raleigh or Cary is probably going to be tough, depending on your budget.
Sure.
In regards
it's doable,
to,
but the budget's
it depends.
Go
yeah,
way
so
up,
I don't know, Stephen, what you know your budget is. So that's yes, it's doable, but very, very expensive to find an acre in those areas. In regards to school systems, of course, as a real estate agent, I can't give guidance on school systems, but I can direct you to the, you know, county or the public school system websites. So it's great to always maybe start there. You will actually get the ratings. You know, you could go to the Wake County Public School System, for example, and you can get the ratings of the school, and then that can give you some guidance on where to focus if schools are, you know, one of the important items on your list.
Yeah, it's a good question, though. A lot of people, that's at least someone who knows kind of what they're looking for in the landscape, whereas Maxine wasn't quite as sure of what she wanted to do or is picky, but Stephen, you know, and so that's one of your top priorities, and that'll help guide the search.
Right, and I tend to find, remember too, with school systems, you know, once again, Stephen, depending on your price point and monies you have set aside for education, you know, maybe private schools are an option. Mm-hmm. So maybe, you know, depending on your location, you're not, you know, stuck to just going to the public schools, you know, for that specific location. If you're open to private schools, you know, the education part of it shouldn't limit your search, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But if you prefer to look in an area because your kids will be going to the public school, then we need to first be looking maybe online, you know, at those school systems so you can make the decision on what school systems will best fit you and your needs or your kids' needs.
It's a really good question, Stephen. Thanks for submitting that one to us as well. Again, 919-538-6477 is your number to call or text Angie to talk about you and how you want to maybe buy a home here in the area, or if you're looking to sell a home. Angie can help walk you through that process and set up a time to come out for a complimentary listing meeting and look at your home, talk to you about the value of your home and what the selling process might look like. 919-538-6477 again is the number to call or text to reach Angie. 919-538-6477. Angie and her team helped more than 190 families last year buy or sell a home here in the Triangle, and I think you'll be well equipped to answer our last listener question of the week, Angie. This one comes to us from Carl in Cary. Carl says, we moved to the area only a couple of years ago, and we weren't really thinking of selling. But based on how other homes in our neighborhood are selling, I think we could make a huge profit on the home if we were to go ahead and pull the trigger on the sale. I bet it is appreciated by at least $100,000. Is now the time to pull the trigger, or should we see if we can ride the market even higher?
Carl, you're in an amazing city. So Cary is one of those spots that has appreciated. You know, without seeing your actual home, I can't tell you how much, but I can only assume, you know, that it has definitely appreciated. So now is definitely the time to sell. We're in one of those positions that it is definitely a seller's market. And then on the flip side, if you plan to buy another home, the interest rates are still very low. We'll eventually get to that point where we're going to bottom out, in a sense of we're going to reach the max of the price point you'll be able to get. So I wouldn't wait too long. You know, yes, you could push it a little bit longer, but that could happen at any point, and none of us have any control, and we don't actually know when that time will change, and the market will take that, you know, little bit of a shift. So I would jump on it now. I would take advantage of the market. And Carl, if you want to get an idea of what the home value, what your current home is worth, and, you know, how much it has truly appreciated, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888, and a link will be sent to you. You just put in your address, and then a value will be sent back to you in regards to your current home. And so once again, if you're interested in the value of your home, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
You might be like Carl, kind of curious about your home's value right now. How much has it appreciated since you last purchased that home? Get an estimate. All you have to do is text that word listing, listing, listing. Text that word to the number 555-888. You'll just click on a link and put in your home's information. Takes about 30 seconds to do all that, and you'll get that home value sent right to your smartphone. All you have to do, again, is text the word listing to the number 555-888. Put listing into the message field, just like you're texting a friend, and text it to the number 555-888. Much more coming up on today's show. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. The Neighborhood Spotlight is around the corner. We're also going to talk about why the home selling and buying process is so stressful. In fact, it's one of the things that people say is can be one of the most stressful things to experience in life. We'll talk about why that is and why it shouldn't be that way and some of the tips that you might want to count on. On the Mortgage Moment, we'll find out about how you should go about looking for a realtor and a mortgage consultant and how that process and search should unfold, and much more straight ahead here on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Let's shine a little light on some of the Triangle's best areas right here on the Neighborhood Spotlight.
Well, this is the part of the show that we call Neighborhood Spotlight, where we take a great neighborhood here in the Triangle and feature it for you on the show. I always get to learn about new spots that maybe I haven't ever explored or heard about, and I'm always then really itching to go buy a house in those areas after we talk about them. So, Angie, where are we going this week?
So, we are going to Raleigh, and the neighborhood is called Highland Creek. So Highland Creek, they are no longer building, so it's all, you know, going to be resales that are being sold in that neighborhood. It is just north of 540. So take 540, it's exit 18. You're going to take 401 Lewisburg Road and drive up a little ways and then a left onto Leland Road, which is the main entrance. And to the right of that neighborhood, I mean, they are just doing so much building in regards to commercial. So, you know, shopping, restaurants, it's just really growing a lot. So wonderful area, you know, quick hop into 540, just wherever you need to get to. So great location. So once again, a little bit about Highland Creek. So there are only two active homes on the market in this neighborhood. It is a very big neighborhood. And so that's kind of like nothing that is actually for sale in the neighborhood. But that means that that neighborhood is selling very quickly because there is a lot of homes that are under contract. Okay. Yeah. So once they actually go on the market, they're getting sold really quickly. Just in the last year alone, 119 homes have either closed or gone under contract. So that's a lot of homes sold, but only two currently active. In the neighborhood, they have a mixture of both townhomes and single family homes. So we have the townhomes. They're ranging right now anywhere from about the 150s in price point up to 250s.
Okay.
And the big range there is some of the townhomes have parking pads, so no garage. And then they go up to the larger townhomes with a two-car garage. There's also kind of a like an active adult area in there. You don't have to be an active adult, maybe the 55 or older, but the layout is the ranch-style one-floor living townhomes, which are very attractive and also maintenance-free, which is great. They then also had the single family homes in the neighborhood as well. And those range anywhere from 225 up to 360, you know, going from 1,800 square feet up to 3,800 square feet. So in the neighborhood, we have something for everyone, you know, rather
wide variance.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a, you know, first time home buyer, could be a move up buyer, you know, an empty nester, something for everyone. And then my favorite part about this neighborhood is the clubhouse and the amenities. It is a huge clubhouse in this neighborhood. Okay.
Do I see two pools?
There's two pools. I actually believe there's three stories to the clubhouse, two or three. Don't hold me to that. But in there, there's a workout facility. You know, like you mentioned, the pools. There's walking trails. We have a soccer field. And they also have all of the community events. So that neighborhood's really great on bringing the neighbors together. You know, if you want to be involved, you can. If you don't, you know, that's fine. But just a wonderful neighborhood in Highland Creek. So if you're interested in Highland Creek and you want some more information on that neighborhood in general or thinking about purchasing or selling in that neighborhood, you can give me a call at 919-538-6477. That is my direct phone number. Once again, 919-538-6477. If you're thinking about selling your home in that neighborhood and you want an idea of the value of your home, they, like I mentioned, are selling very quickly in that home. There's really no competition, which is a wonderful thing for our sellers. You can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. So once again, if you want to receive a value of your home, just a great way to get the process started and get that initial contact going, you can text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
Again, this is the neighborhood Highland Creek in Raleigh. Really neat spot. I also love the entrance to the neighborhood as you come in on Leland Drive. It's this sort of, it's a circular, but then has different quadrants of green space and greenery. Just very pretty as you come in and drive around.
It's a beautiful neighborhood. It really is.
It's a really nice welcome mat, I guess, for the neighborhood. Again, if you're interested in selling your home in that area or anywhere else in the Triangle, really, but you can take a great first step by texting the word listing to the number 555-888. Click on the link that we'll send right back to you, and you'll be able to get an estimate of your home's value. It's a great starting point if you're thinking about selling a home here in the Triangle. Again, text the word listing to the number 555-888, and you'll get that text right back from us. Click on the link and fill out the info. That's this week's Neighborhood Spotlight, Highland Creek in Raleigh. There's much more coming up on today's show. Why is the home selling and buying process so stressful? We'll talk about it and give you some solutions coming up next here on The Savvy Realtor.
It's time to get to know your savvy realtor just a bit better.
Well, this is the part of the show that we call Getting to Know You, where we throw a random question at Angie's way just to get to know a little bit more about her personality and, you know, matters away from the real estate world. And Angie, my random question for you this week. I know that you've had a lot of clients over the years, and certainly some of them have had probably some interesting or outside-the-box careers. Is there one that kind of jumps out and stands out in your mind?
Yeah, so the first one that came to mind is a client who currently is under contract. She's a seller, and she's a DJ.
Oh, okay.
And she has been a DJ, I think, for a good, like, 20 years now. But she is, like, the coolest, hippest person around. The only thing that makes the process a little bit difficult is, of course, she works at night. You know, a lot of times she is kind of closing down the restaurants and the bars until probably 2 in the morning.
So this isn't a radio DJ, but like a music DJ.
DJ, yeah. And so, you know, she's the one just, you know,
I knew it wasn't going to be the radio DJ. I thought I was going to be thrown into this category.
Sorry. You'll be my second, you know,
there
most
we go.
Fun.
Second coolest.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, so she's a DJ, but the, you know, only tough part is when we went on the market, you know, having showing scheduled for first thing in the morning. I mean, she just went to bed, so a little bit difficult for her, but luckily we went under contract, you know, very quickly. But yeah, she's a DJ in the Raleigh area and at all different locations, and she absolutely loves it and has been, you know, doing it for quite some time. So I thought that was neat.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, that's a unique career.
Yeah.
To especially for that long.
Yeah.
I feel like DJing
exactly.
is something that maybe people dabble in and then end up doing something else. So to have staying power in that field is pretty cool.
Well, and the way that we connected, she remembers me from, goodness, it's probably been 10 years ago. I actually worked at Crowley's of Stonehenge, which is no longer around, but right off of Creamer Road in the Stonehenge, like, you know, development area, which was a restaurant kind of bar area. And I was a waitress there, and she remembered me from where she DJed there. And that's, she just kind of always, I guess, followed me on Facebook and whatnot and reached back out to me. And she's like,
wow,
do you remember
me? A decade later. Yeah.
I was a DJ when you were a waitress. And, you know, so it's just funny how it all works out.
That's pretty cool. Shout out to all you night shifters.
Yes. Yeah. More power to you.
We know that's difficult. That's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, and it sounds like you do it well. So very cool. A DJ, music DJ, not the radio DJ, but the music DJ, one of the most interesting careers that Angie's ever had as from a client. So that's pretty cool. That's Getting to Know You here on the Savvy Realtor, and there's much more coming up on today's show. Stay tuned.
Lenders, school districts, crime stats, inspections, due diligence, estimates. Ooh, there's a lot to keep up with when it comes to buying or selling a home. It's easy to get lost in the details when you go at it on your own. But it's a different story when you have a savvy realtor to help keep you on the right path. So let's not wait any longer. Let's get back to the show.
Thanks for joining us on the Savvy Realtor today. Walter Storholt alongside Angie Cole. She's the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty here in the Triangle, serving you in Raleigh and all the surrounding communities as well. Angie helped 191 families buy or sell a home in the Triangle just last year and has a 5-star Zillow.com agent rating. You can check her out there and find out more information. Or if you go back into the annals of history in HGTV's House Hunters, you can find an episode that featured Angie from not too long ago. Did feature the brown-haired Angie, though.
I'm going to pick on myself. I call it the helmet head haircut,
good.
I had the major bangs and the short haircut. It looks like I just put a hair piece on my head. So we've switched it up a little bit since.
I have seen the episode. That is an accurate description.
Thanks, Walter.
Yep, no, that's good. It's always fun to pick on ourselves a little bit here on the show. Helping you learn the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home here in the area. That's what we do. And here's what's interesting, Angie. So many people identify this process, this thing that you've made your career, as the most stressful thing in their lives. There's all kinds of surveys out there that put buying or selling a home as one of the most stressful events that you can experience. Some, it's right at the top of the list. Others, it's much further down. It's kind of all over the place. Probably a little bit biased on who's conducting the survey. We'll just be very transparent on that. But anyway, I don't think you can really argue with the fact that it is indeed stressful, or a lot of people find it that way. Let's look at some of the things that we can do to make the process a more positive experience. But before we even get to those tips, I mean, do people come to you and right out of the gate, they're already kind of dreading the stressfulness of the event?
Yeah, I definitely agree there. I feel like people assume it's going to be a stressful process, just maybe from speaking with friends and family who've been through the process before. So yeah, they go into it thinking it's going to be stressful, but you know, that's something that we take great pride in, is taking the stress out of the transaction. You know, whether buying or selling, we want to make the process smooth and seamless, hold your hand from start to finish. And because at the end, we want you to say, wow, that was much easier than what we expected, you know, for it to be. And actually recently we've had a couple of Zillow reviews where our clients have stated that, you know, your team has made the process just easy and it was a lot less stressful than what we expected for it to be. So it's unfortunate that a lot of people claim that it was the most stressful experience they went through, but I think it's also maybe because they didn't get the guidance that they needed. And, you know, it can be stressful, for example, and some things can be out of our control. For example, the major inspection issues come up. Maybe there's a delay in closing that's out of our control. So it can be stressful at some points, but a lot of buyers and sellers have just a very easy and seamless process, and it was quite enjoyable, and it should be.
I'm going to just kind of promote you here a little bit. You mentioned the Zillow. I was going to do this before you even mentioned it, but on Zillow.com, I just pulled up your ratings. So, you know, here's a legitimate rating from a sale that was earlier in 2017, this year. It said, never got frustrated. They emailed us, kept in touch with us even during the holidays. We were ready for a stressful time, but they went above and beyond, and it wasn't.
Yeah, and that's cool. That's the way it should be.
So one tip is to know the process. Understand the order of how things are going to occur. Be prepared for the steps of the process to keep stress at a minimum. How do you educate people about how the process is going to go?
Yeah, it's important from the very beginning. For example, if, you know, when I go on a listing appointment, not only do I tell them about our team setup, I go through the whole marketing plan, but I tell them, you know, every step of the way, this is the process. At the listing appointment, I actually walk them through the contract process. This is how a contract works. This is how due diligence works. You know, this is what to expect. We will attend closing for you. You know, expect to keep your utilities on until this point. So staying one step ahead and educating our clients on the process up front will then, you know, take away that stress or that, you know, just the not knowing the process, you know, that scary feeling, I guess. Same way on the buy side, we, you know, go ahead and tell them, hey, expect to give this money at this point, you know, expect this during the process. So it's all about educating. And we also give our clients a guide. So to talk them through the process. And so if you're looking to buy or sell a home, it's a great feature to have. It is just a guide talking you through, you know, this is what happens when you make an offer. This is what happens, you know, from contract to close. And just walking you through the steps of buying a home, which is also a great resource for sellers so they understand the flip side. And so if you want to receive a copy of that home buying guide, you can text the word contract to the phone number 555-888. So just like you're texting a friend, text the word contract to the phone number 555-888, and you'll get a link to our home buying guide, which can be a wonderful resource just to educate you on the process before you even get started.
Yep, right there on your smartphone, you can get this buying guide, whether you're a buyer or a seller. It's a good resource to just have, especially if you're just starting the process or have recently started this great search for a home or the selling process. Just text the word contract to the number 555-888. That easy. Just text the word contract to the number 555-888. What'll happen is you'll get a text right back from us with a link, and you just click on that link, and you'll be able to download the guide right there on your phone. Pretty cool tool. Just text the word contract to the number 555-888. We're talking about why it's so stressful to buy or sell a home and how you can kind of battle against that perception. Another thing, and this is really important, Angie, is to stay ahead of deadlines. I'm a procrastinator, but for once in your life, and I was able to do this with my home, and it was tremendously helpful. Don't wait till the last minute on stuff.
That is very true. And as the realtor representing our clients, you know, we can only do but so much for you. You still have to remember that you are the buyer and you are the seller. And so we just ask for you to, you know, if we send an email and we need to get some information from you, you know, please respond in a timely manner. If we send you the buyer or the seller info sheet, please complete in a timely manner so we can send it back over to the attorney. And the biggest hang up that we tend to find is buyers working directly with the lenders. Because once again, you know, as your real estate agent representing you, I don't have access to your bank statements. I don't have access to your check stubs. It's up to you as the buyer to work in a timely manner and send all that stuff over to your lender, your mortgage broker that's helping you as soon as they ask for those items. So yeah, be on top of it. And you will be asked a lot of questions. You know, you'll need to give a lot of answers. You need to provide a lot of documentation, but that's just all part of the process. And so in order to not get stressed out, have delays, just be on top of it is the big thing.
I think that's a big part of it. So stay ahead of deadlines. That's going to eliminate a ton of stress from the event, because when issues do pop up, you have time to deal with them.
That's very true. You know, when it comes to negotiation of repairs, we as a real estate agent will help you in ordering the inspections in a timely manner. But as soon as we get back the report, you know, when we're speaking with our buyers, let's go ahead and discuss what items we're requesting from the sellers. On the flip side, when we're, you know, representing our sellers, as soon as we get that repair request, you know, we're reaching out to our sellers. Let's discuss this. Let's go through the inspection report. This is what the buyers are asking of you. And we want to respond back to them in a timely manner in order to come to an agreement and wrap up what we call due diligence in a timely fashion. So we don't want last minute hiccups, like you mentioned.
Yeah. Another source of stress during the home buying process is when people don't manage their expectations very well, specifically on how much home they can afford. They go right to the top of their price range, right out of the gate, maybe even beyond, and you're just setting yourself up for disappointment as you maybe have to dial back that wish list and start eliminating a lot of the homes that you really had your heart set on.
That's very true. And that's why, first of all, we always say get pre-qualified in the beginning. First of all, you know, there's no point at even going and looking at homes unless you are pre-qualified or pre-approved for a mortgage if you're getting financing, or if you're paying cash, we need proof of funds. The reason being, especially if you're getting financing, you know, if you start looking at homes, say $500,000, all of a sudden you go to get pre-qualified and you really can only get pre-qualified for $400,000. There's a big difference in the homes that, you know, are showing at $400,000 versus $500,000.
Whether it be location or size or upgrades.
Just bells and whistles, that sort of thing. And so it's kind of a disappointment whenever you have to scale back. Also, you know, we keep talking about the market, how wonderful of a market we are in here in the Triangle. And so when it comes to buying a home, whatever you're pre-qualified for, say you're pre-qualified for $300,000, I would strongly suggest staying maybe about $10,000 or $15,000 below that top budget. Reason being, we keep getting into multiple offers. And if you don't leave a little wiggle room to go maybe above list price, you then will lose the home. So you want to leave a buffer there, because if you're at your max budget as far as a loan, you then will personally have to make up the difference, because you the lender or the bank's not, you know, giving you any more money. So I would say whatever that max budget is, once again, maybe look at homes only $10,000 or $15,000 below, right below that max budget. Do not look at homes above, because we just don't have that strong of a negotiation, you know, wiggle room and power right now in this market.
This is all helpful information. Why is the selling or buying process so stressful? Well, as you can tell from those Zillow.com ratings online, from the feedback of Angie's clients, they help eliminate a lot of that stress. To find out more about that and how they can eliminate the stress from maybe your buying or selling process, just pick up the phone, call Angie. Or, hey, this is part of eliminating the stress. Maybe you're running around, you're a little busy, you don't have time for a phone call right now. No problem. Just shoot Angie a text and she'll communicate that way. She'll meet you where you are, if you will. 919-538-6477. Just shoot Angie a text or give her a call. Let her know that you'd like to chat a little bit more about buying or selling your home here in the Triangle. 919-538-6477 is that number. 919-538-6477. We'll talk about some more later on in today's show about why it's so stressful to buy a home or sell a home, and some of the ways you can combat that. We have more tips coming up a little later on. But still to come on today's show, the listing of the week, a great home for sale here in the area. Also, the mortgage moment is around the corner, and another success story to feature here on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole coming up.
It's time for our listing of the week from A. Cole Realty right here on the Savvy Realtor.
Well, the listing of the week is the part of the show where we feature a great home that's for sale here in the Triangle and give you all the details about it. And then we'll give you the opportunity in a few moments to text us and get a virtual tour and pictures of this home and more information about it. Angie, what's this week's listing of the week?
So this week's listing of the week is located in the Towns at Briar Creek Crossing, which is just right down the street from Briar Creek. Okay. So wonderful location. This home is actually fairly new. It was just built back in 2015. So looks like it's barely been lived in. The address of the listing of the week is 508 Briar Crossings Loop. It's considered to be Durham, but it does fall into Wake County, which I know a lot of people love. So once again, 508 Briar Crossings Loop in Durham. A little bit about this home. So it is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome with a 2-car garage, approximately 1,748 square feet. It is an interior unit, has an eat-in kitchen with hardwood floors, granite counters, stainless steel appliances, tile backsplash, and 42-inch custom cabinets. We also have can lights, pull-out drawers, and a pantry. The family room has hardwoods as well. They have the larger 5-inch baseboards and crown molding. We have a powder room downstairs. The stairwells has the open balusters. Lots of custom molding throughout. The master bedroom has a walk-in closet, and the master bathroom has tile floors, a dual vanity, once again, the granite countertops, and a huge walk-in shower with a tile surround. We also have our second and third bedrooms, which are on the second floor as well, which also have a full bath. And this neighborhood has also the amenities. So you have your pool and your clubhouse, which I know a lot of people love when they're in a townhome neighborhood. So once again, listing of the week is 508 Briar Crossings Loop, and we are currently listed at $280,000. So if you would like to get more information on this home and view the pictures, you can text the word SAVVY, that is SAVVY, to the phone number 555-888. Once again, text the word SAVVY to the phone number 555-888, and a link will be sent to you with the virtual tour of our beautiful listing of the week.
Two comments on this home. I could spend all day in that shower. It's just this huge shower.
Yes.
I mean, the whole bathroom is enormous, but then the shower is huge. I mean, you could just, you know, lie down in there, and it would just be, you know, wonderful. And very nice tile, very well done.
Very well appointed, for sure.
I'm a big bathroom guy.
Yeah.
That's a nice one. And also, this probably doesn't convey, but the rug that they have underneath of the dining table is like grass. It's like a grass rug. That's kind
of
neat.
She's one of those people. Whenever I went out for the consultation, I was like, you know what? We sent a professional stager out here, but I don't know if it's really needed. So, yes, the seller has some good taste, especially that rug, for sure.
It's a well-done home, and the rug is pretty funny to see. It's a nice pop of color, too. It's not a bad idea, actually. Again, this is at 508 Briar Crossings Loop. And this is, again, you said technically in Durham, but it's a Wake County
Durham address, listing, but you actually fall into Wake County. Okay. Yep, that's correct.
Right near Briar Creek, 508 Briar Crossings Loop. Very nice townhome. If you would like to get a virtual tour right there on your smartphone, or more pictures, or just more information about this home, all you have to do right now is text the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y. Text the word SAVVY to the number 555-888 and click on the link that we send you. Again, text the word SAVVY to 555-888 and click on the link. It's as easy as that. That's this week's listing of the week, and there's still more to come on the Savvy Realtor. The mortgage moment is coming up in a few moments, and we'll also have a great success story to feature on today's show as well. That and more straight ahead on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a single-family home sale in Durham, Angie and her team are professional and are passionate about what they do. They got my home sold in 7 days from listing.
That's another 5-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a 5-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477.
It's the Mortgage Moment here on the Savvy Realtor.
The Mortgage Moment is the part of the show each week where we specifically cover an item about that mortgage process of the home buying and selling arena. It's really one of the most important parts of the process. Obviously, you can't buy a home without the funds, so we need to make sure that we cover it each week. And so we do that here on the Mortgage Moment. Sometimes we take your questions, sometimes I just bring up a good topic, but this week we're going to let Dustin and Apex tee us up. And Dustin had a good question recently. It says, I'm ready to buy a home. Good to hear, Dustin. Do I find a lender first and then choose a realtor, or the other way around? What's the typical route?
So, Dustin, my suggestion, I would strongly suggest that you actually find a realtor first. And the reason being is, you know, I know personally we have three preferred lenders that we work with, and we strongly suggest that you using. And the reason being is because we've been working with them for many years. We know they're wonderful at customer service. We know they're wonderful in regards to their interest rates. And also, they're wonderful at hitting closing dates. And it's important to work with both a real estate agent and a lender that have a wonderful relationship with working together, so we can handle everything on the back end for you. You know, we can promise that we're going to have a smooth transition and process and work diligently together to make sure that we close in a timely manner, on time, and you also have a smooth transaction. So I would strongly suggest choosing your realtor, and then from there, they can probably give you some suggestions on who they would recommend for a lender. And so, Dustin, if you want to get some further information on the loan process, one of my preferred lenders, his name is Ned Ligon with OnQ Financial. He actually has this mortgage app. If you would like to receive a mortgage app for your smartphone, just giving you some further information on the mortgage process, if you would like to get pre-qualified, you want to run numbers to get an idea of what your mortgage payments would look like, this app is absolutely wonderful. So you can text the word lending to the phone number 555-888. A quick text will be sent back to you. You can then just download the app directly onto your phone. So once again, if you would like to receive a mortgage app from our preferred lender, Ned Ligon with OnQ Financial, just text the word lending to the phone number 555-888.
Again, that's an app that you can get right on your smartphone when you text that word lending to the number 555-888. You'll get a link right back from us. We'll text you back with a link, and you just click on that link and install the app on your phone. Doesn't take but a few clicks, and you'll be able to see mortgage news. You can also see the latest rates that are available. And then most importantly, right there on that app, you can actually get pre-qualified right from your smartphone. And if you want to, you can do it right now. All you have to do is text the word lending, L-E-N-D-I-N-G, text lending to 555-888. Click on the link, and it's right there at your fingertips. Again, text lending to the number 555-888. Hope that answers your question, Dustin. That's this week's Mortgage Moment here on the Savvy Realtor. There's more on the way.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Old ones, new ones, big ones, small ones, fixer-uppers, and move-in ready houses. If you can dream it, it's probably out there. That's why Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty are here. They want to help you find the right home for you and your family. Tap into their buying and selling expertise by calling or texting Angie right now. 919-538-6477. Call or text 919-538-6477, and always online at acolerealty.com.
Now, it's no secret, we all want to celebrate and have success. And right here on The Savvy Realtor, we like to celebrate and share those success stories.
Well, this is the part of the show that we call a success story, a recent example or memory that Angie has of something that happened in her world with a buyer or a seller that was something positive and a successful story to share with you here on the air. So what's this week's success story, Angie?
Yeah, so this situation actually happened this past week, and I'm happy to, you know, tell you about this experience because it really shows how our team goes above and beyond and really looking out for our clients and their best interest. We have a home that is under contract in Mooresville. It was time for the inspections to take place. So buyers, of course, they order their inspector to come out for them to do their due diligence, you know, test everything, you know, electrical issues, if there's any plumbing issues. Well, this inspector, first of all, the home is vacant, but the fridge, washer, and dryer, which are personal property, are being sold with the home, but those items are being sold as is. The inspector decided to run the washing machine, and they have every right to do so. You know, if the buyer wanted that tested, that's fine that the inspector did this, but the washing machine was going through the process, and it was the time for, I guess, the water to come back out of the washing machine. Come to find out, the outgoing pipe was not inside the little connection drainage hole.
Oh.
So instead, the water ended up flooding the whole utility room,
which is
on the second floor, which then came down to the kitchen below. Yeah, fun.
Wow.
So with this, you know, of course, people are going to freak out. You know, it was one of those situations that immediately the buying agent and inspector pretty much said, hey, Angie, your seller needs to contact their homeowner's insurance because this situation happened. So sorry, but they need to go ahead and contact their homeowner's insurance because they're still the owner to get this resolved. Immediately, I was like, you know what, guys? I do not think that this is, you know, the right next step to take. Yes, I understand that my seller actually still owns the home, but they didn't do this. You know, this was not their problem. And I know, of course, the inspector that was doing the inspection on this home, I mean, he purposely did not try or intend to flood, you know, the utility room in the kitchen, but it's a situation, unfortunately, that happened. So what I personally did, I went above and beyond. I immediately first reached out to my closing attorney, who was a real estate attorney, and got some advice on, you know, who's liable. You know, it does stay in the contract that if the buyer or the inspector create any damage due to their investigations, that they're held liable for it. But on the flip side, yes, my seller still owns a home, so they're liable for their home. But I then took that one step further and I contacted my home inspector and I asked him questions. You know, what type of due diligence or what should have this other inspector researched or what could have they have done to, you know, for this problem not to arise? Well, he said, you know, industry standards for actually internationally and North Carolina do not require that a washing machine be investigated and inspected because it's personal property.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if they wanted to, they can. But then taking that one step further, it does state that the industry standard is for the inspector to check all drainage systems. And so key point there was if this inspector would have checked the outgoing drainage, he would have seen that the pipe was not inside the drainage hole and this problem wouldn't have been a problem. So immediately I shared that information with the buying agent and the inspector and they said, you know what, Andrew, you're right. Inspector's now, you know, taking the steps to get a remediation company out there, take care of the issue, and they're picking up the expenses. So of course my seller's super happy, even though it was a little bit of a hiccup during the selling process. You know, he was very fortunate and very happy that he had my team on his side to get him through this, where maybe, you know, another agent might just quickly say, you know what, nope, your homeowner's insurance is going to pick this up. So we really do go above and beyond with protecting our clients and making sure that we are representing them to the best of our ability.
Fascinating story. And I would never even concocted a story like that in my mind to have happened. Wow.
This was a first, and it was one of those situations that I reached out to my seller and I say, okay, I have some bad news to tell you. But I told him, I said, honestly, I do not know what the current answer is and how we resolve this. Because unfortunately for you, you know, you're the only one this has ever happened to in regards to all of my listings that I have. But I just, you know, he was happy and I was happy that we were able to find, you know, an answer and it didn't fall back on him in regards to his homeowner's insurance.
Great example about sometimes being a savvy realtor is more than just about getting the home sold. There's so many other layers and elements that go into this whole process, and that's a great example of it. 919-538-6477 is your number to call or text to reach Angie Cole. If you don't have a realtor here in the Triangle and you're looking to work with somebody to buy or sell a home here in the area, 919-538-6477 is your number to call or text to get in touch with Angie and start a conversation about what it'd be like to work with her and her team at A. Cole Realty. 919-538-6477. One more time, call or text her at that number, 919-538-6477. That's this week's success story on the Savvy Realtor.
In the age of Trulia, Zillow, and the hundreds of other realty websites, it's hard to know where to begin when buying or selling your home. Keep listening to The Savvy Realtor to learn how to cut through the online clutter.
This is The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, your owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty here in the Triangle. She is the person to turn to if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the area. She has a great team at A. Cole Realty, acolerealty.com, the place to find them online. Cole is spelled C-O-L-E. ACOLE, by the way, acolerealty.com. You can call or text Angie at any time. 919-538-6477 is the number. Again, that's 919-538-6477. Well, we were talking a little bit earlier, Angie, about why the home buying and selling process is so stressful to so many people. Even folks who come into work with you, they come in with that expectation that it's going to be a stressful process. We were sharing some tips earlier on how to overcome some of that stress or how to avoid it in the first place. And we have a couple of more tips to cover before we wrap up the show this week. And another good one is to do your research ahead of time. And we don't just mean, you know, look at some houses, but if you know that crime rates are going to be really important to you, then do the research on the crime rates before you actually take the time to go look at a home. Because there's no sense in going to look at the home and then finding out that it has bad crime rates for, you know, whatever your criteria might be, and then it gets eliminated. That creates stress and wastes time.
Yeah, I 100% agree there. And in regards to, you know, maybe crime rates, schools, unfortunately, you will have to do your research online. Mm-hmm. As, you know, a real estate agent, I cannot discuss those type of items with you. You know, I can say, hey, speak with this person, or hey, look online here. But there's always those protected classes, and we really can't talk about who lives where. You know, mm-hmm. we can't give guidance on, you know, this school is better than this school, because everyone has their opinions, or, you know, this place is safer than this place. But yes, I agree with you. Definitely do your research online and make sure you, you know, if you see that there's a high crime rate and you wouldn't feel comfortable in that area, there is no point in us looking at this absolutely gorgeous home in this specific area if you would never live there anyways, right? So yeah, do your research in advance.
Or if a good public school is an absolute must for you, but it's, or you really want to go to one particular school, your kids to go to that school, well then don't pick the one that's just on the outside of the district.
Right.
And, you know, make sure that you're only focusing on the ones that are truly in that neighborhood. But
that's,
I'm sure you've seen it before where people still, they just get drawn maybe by something else and they forget one of their top priorities and they get distracted.
We all too often, we have to reel our clients back in. You know, they mm-hmm. will send us a listing and, you know, it could be something specific like the crime or the education, or, you know, maybe it was a must for there to be a bonus room and mm-hmm. they sent us a listing and we have to say, nope, you wanted a bonus room,
right.
You know, and they say, you know what, you're right, you're right. So just, you know, yeah, do your research in advance, because, you know, crime and, you know, education, that can be very important to you, and there's no point in looking at homes or wasting your time looking in that area if it doesn't fit your needs.
This next one is, I'm interested to get your thoughts on this. Focus on what you like is the tip. And as I'm kind of thinking about this, I remember when I bought my first home, I talked to my dad like every day. Okay, what do you think about this? What about this? And just kind of ran 100 different things by him. But I'll remember that he had a couple of things where he was like, no, I wouldn't do it. I'd walk away. And that's when I kind of had to be like, I don't know. I've appreciated all of your guidance and information on the subject, but I'm going to go with the expertise of the real estate agent on this particular item. And so, but it was a good lesson in kind of going for what you like, what's important for you, and not necessarily, you know, being too influenced by outside forces, parents, or maybe it's your kids who are pushing you if you're older, those kinds of things.
Right, right. And I kind of compare it to a wedding. So,
that's a good comparison.
You know, you hear it of the bridezillas, right?
Uh-huh.
But normally the bridezillas are the ones that have 20 other family members involved in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So they never get to make their true decisions or the decisions they want, you know, the color choices or whatnot, because there's too many other people involved and it can become very stressful.
Yep.
I think it is great to get some feedback, you know, from maybe a family member. I would, you know, eliminate having too many people give you the feedback, because everyone has their opinions. But remember, you're the one who will be living in the home. It's great to hear what another person has to say, but in all reality, it should be your decision. It's definitely great to hear what your realtor has to say, because they're looking out for you and your best interests. You know, they're not going to tell you, you know, the color of the cabinets, I don't like those. But your family member will, right?
Right.
You know, but as a real estate agent, you know, we will guide you in a sense of, you know what, this master bedroom is really small, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you're okay with it, that's great, but maybe think about the next person that will buy it. So, you know, it's great to get some feedback, but also remember, you're the one living in the home, so take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, absorb the information, but
mm-hmm.
make
yep.
your own decision
right.
in those things. That'll eliminate a lot of stress. Really good comparison with the bridezillas. That makes a lot of sense. Well, it's been fun covering some of these different stressful items and kind of unboxing them and seeing how we can make this whole process a lot less stressful. And this last tip, Angie, on how to make the home buying and selling process less stressful might be pretty obvious, but we're going to say it anyway. Work with a great real estate agent. It's your job, and you've done a great job by looking at those Zillow.com reviews of your work of taking out the stress in the process.
Yeah, that's very important. The real estate agent that you choose is the person that you will be working very closely with for, you know, anywhere from 30 days up to 6 months, a year, however long it takes for you to, you know, buy or sell a home, right? So make sure that you choose a great real estate agent who will give you, you know, the guidance, who will give you the feedback, who's going to be honest with you and, you know, maybe give you some pushback if they don't agree with, you know, maybe some decisions you're making, because they know that field. They know what they're doing in regards to buying and selling a home. And that's something that, you know, my team, Acol Realty, we take great pride in. We know we do an amazing job with representing our clients, keeping at the forefront, always being one step ahead and doing a wonderful job in regards to, you know, on the listing side when it comes to marketing a home, selling a home. So definitely choose a great real estate agent when it comes to buying or selling a home. And so if you're starting that process, you know, you want to start looking at homes, you want to get an understanding of the value of your home, reach out to me and give me a call. My personal cell phone number is 919-538-6477. I would love to start that discussion over the phone. And then from there, we can lead you in the right direction to make sure that you have a very stress-free transaction and process.
All you have to do again is dial Angie or text her at 919-538-6477. She may not be able to answer the call at this exact moment, but call, leave her a message, let her know that you'd like to chat, and she can schedule a time with you and return your call. And you have to just dial the number, 919-538-6477. You can call or text if that's easier for you. 919-538-6477. Angie can have a complimentary consultation with you at your home to talk about listing your home for sale, giving you the home value, going over some of the marketing plans that she would have for you, really going in depth at how you're going to get the most out of your home sale. If you're looking to buy, they can also talk to you about some of the things that are important to you there and do a complimentary buyer's consultation as well. You can set all that up or just ask a question, even if it's something simple. Angie can help walk you through it. 919-538-6477. Call or text Angie at that number. 919-538-6477. Well, Angie, thanks for the help as always on the show, and we'll look forward to another good talk next week.
Sounds great. Thank you again for having me.
That's Angie Cole, your local realtor here in the Triangle, serving you not only in Raleigh, but all the surrounding areas here in the Triangle as well. 919-538-6477, your number to call. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next time on the Savvy Realtor.